Our scripture lesson this morning will be read in two languages. I'd like to invite Nalini Mark to come forward to read it in Kannada, and Laurie Fulton will be reading it in English. The scripture is always on the screen. Nalini, you may come forward. It is always on the screen, as well as in your bulletin. Laurie?
Today's final text comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." This is the word of the Lord.
Akashada kelagiruva ella deshadavarinda bandu sarvaktarada yahudiyaru Yerusalemminalli vasavagiddavaru aa sappalavada janaru gumpu gumpagi koodi bandu pratiyobbaru tamma tamma bhashayalli ivaru mataaduvudannu keli bhramegondaru. ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಆಶ್ಚರ್ಯದಿಂದ ಬೆರೆತಾಗಿ ಇಗೋ ಮಾತಾಡುತ್ತಿರುವ ಇವರೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಗಲೀಲಾಯದವರಾದರೆ ನಾವು ಪ್ರತಿಯೊಬ್ಬರು ನಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಹುಟ್ಟು ಭಾಷೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಇವರು ಮಾತಾಡುವುದನ್ನು ಕೇಳುತ್ತೀವಲ್ಲ. ಇದು ಹೇಗೆ? ಪಾರ್ಥರು, ಮೇದ್ಯರು, ಎಲಾಮ್ಯರು, ಮೆಸೊಪೊಟಾಮಿಯರು, ಯೂದಾಯ, ಕಪದೋಕ್ಯ, ಪೋಂತ, ಆಸ್ಯ, ಪುಂಗ, ಪಂಪೋಲ್ಯ, ಐಗುಪ್ತ, ಕುರೇನೆಯ ಮಕ್ಕಳಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಏಷ್ಯ ಈ ಸೀಮೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ವಾಸವಾಗಿರುವವರು ರೋಮಾಪುರದಿಂದ ಬಂದು ಇಳಿದಿರುವ ಯಹೂದ್ಯರು, ಯಹೂದ್ಯ ಮತಾಲಂಬಿಗಳು, ಕ್ರೇತ್ರರು, ಅರಬ್ಬಿ ದೇಶದವರು ಆಗಿರುವ ನಾವು ನಮ್ಮ ನಮ್ಮ ಭಾಷೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವ ದೇವರ ಮಾತುಗಳ ವಿಷಯವಾಗಿ ಹೇಳುವುದನ್ನು ಕೇಳುತ್ತೇವೆ ಎಂದು ಕೊಟ್ಟರು.
This day he had waited for a long, long time. You see, he was raised as an observant Jew. His parents, faithful in every way they possibly could be. They observed the law of Moses. They celebrated the festivals. They made the sacrifices. And they raised him to be observant in his Judaism. But today was the day he was waiting for a long, long time. Because you see, he today would begin a journey that he had long dreamed of. His parents were never able to make this journey. Finances, responsibilities, and illness had kept them from making the journey. But he had planned from his youth to be sure to be able to make this journey. And now in his 25th year, Arsas was going. Excuse me, was going. He was going. You don't know. He was going to Jerusalem. Jerusalem was his destination. Excuse me. He was going to Jerusalem. He long desired to go and celebrate as all Jews should. You see, in Jerusalem were the great festivals of his faith: Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. The law said that any Jew living within 20 miles of Jerusalem had to attend. He lived long, long distance away, much further than 20 miles, but he always wanted to go at least once, a great pilgrimage. And this was the day. Arsas packed and began what would be an arduous 7-week walk for hundreds of miles from his country of Parthenon, to go to Jerusalem. Parthia, his country, was way far away, but Jews had lived there for centuries since Moses, And now he got to make this trip. He started walking and was quite alone for a long time. But as he got closer, as the weeks went on, and within about a week of Jerusalem, the roads filled with other pilgrims. They were all going to the Pentecost festival. He had tried and thought about going at Passover, but no, he had to work as many Jews did in planting. That was in the spring. He thought about going in the great festival of tabernacles in the fall, but no, that was the harvest. But Pentecost in June, this was a time when he could go. And many others felt the same. And so this was the time when Jerusalem would be filled with people from all over. And he was excited to go. A couple of days out from Jerusalem, he saw other pilgrims, but he noticed a couple of other Parthians and native friends of his, not known, but from his own country, and so he felt a kinship. They walked together, they talked together. And then they came to that point where they could see the city of Jerusalem and the walls on the hill, and they were almost there. How excited Arsas was to be there for Pentecost, to be with thousands and thousands of other Jews to celebrate on that holy day. The night before, he found a place to sleep with the two friends, and the next morning they had breakfast and began walking toward the temple. It wasn't easy. The crowded streets were filled with thousands of people going in the same direction. And as they got closer and closer, more and more people gathered. So they were almost just inching their way along to the temple. There, they would make sacrifices. They would hear the law of Moses read. They would celebrate the giving of the law to Moses, which is what Pentecost was about. But then, the crowd seemed to stop. This great mass of humanity all seemed to stop, and attention was given to a group of men up on a little stone ledge who were talking and trying to get everyone's attention. They were very excited. They had nothing else to do. They couldn't walk, so most heads turned and looked over to these men. Someone said, "Oh, they're Galileans. I can tell from their language." He didn't know that. He only understood Parthian. But from what other people said, these men were saying something important. So he stopped and listened. Other heads turned. They got more excited in what they were saying, but he couldn't understand. And other people, languages from Mede, from Egypt, from Cappadocia, from Crete, they couldn't understand what these men were saying, but they had nothing else to do. They just stood and watched and listened as the crowd slowly began to move again. But then, all of a sudden, as if a switch turned in Arsas's brain, all of a sudden he started understanding what the men were saying. What? He thought, how can I understand what they're saying? I don't speak their language. It's probably Greek or Hebrew. I doubt it's Aramaic, he thought, but I don't understand it. But now he did. He understood because he understood it in his own language, Parthian. And so he just stood and listened. They were talking about this guy named Jesus and how Jesus had died and came back to life, and that Jesus was the Messiah that the Jews had been waiting for. And these Galilean men were very excited. He looked around. And he saw that other people were listening too. The man from Elam next to him was listening. He had a tear in his eye. The man from Crete, intently listening. And he said, "Do you understand?" And they all said, "Yes, we understand what he's saying. How could this be?" Arsas thought. But he understood that these men from Galilee were talking about Jesus, and everybody in the crowd seemed to understand. And then all of a sudden there was a mighty wind blow. Oh, things didn't move, but he felt this great movement like the wind, and his heart started beating fast. He knew something was happening, and a great sound enveloped, like the wind was blowing them away, but they were not moving. And then he looked at the Galilean men who continued to talk about Jesus, and as they did, he looked above them, and he saw what looked to be like tongues of flame, of fire, in the air right above their heads. He had no idea what this could be, but somehow Arsas now knew that something was very special going on, that God somehow was doing something, that this man Jesus must be really something very special. And so they listened. And then the crowd started chanting and singing and praising God almost as one voice, like a great choir. People from all over the place weren't now thinking of going into the temple as quickly, but rather were listening to the men from Galilee talk about Jesus. And how excited everyone seemed to get, and Arsas as well. His soul was deeply touched. His heart was strangely warmed. And Arses knew that God was doing some mighty thing right then and there in his own life after this long journey. And he knew that God's Holy Spirit somehow was touching us all, he felt. And he knew. And he felt like all were a part of one great big family. Well, what Arses experienced is what happened on that day of Pentecost. That day which the Christian church has since appropriated into its worship and faith schedule and life. The birthday of the church, we call it. In June, we celebrate it. But today we think about it because on World Communion Sunday, we think about God's intent, God's plan for all people to know Christ. Isn't it interesting that God could have chosen any other time or place to put his Holy Spirit and to enliven the early disciples, but he chose that day when more people from more countries and more places were together than at any other time in Jerusalem. And in so choosing, God clearly announced that the risen Christ is for all. And we now know, looking back, how Jesus said the night that he went back to heaven on the mountain. He said, go make disciples of all nations. All nations. So we think this day and celebrate as we have the universality of Christ, the global impact that Christ has had and will have, and the need that we must have to always expand the kingdom around the world. And that can begin right here on Main Street or in other physical places. I like the way the hymn Forward Through the Ages puts it. There's a line in one of the verses that says, wider grows the kingdom, reign of love and light. For it we must labor till our faith be sight. Wider, wider, wider grows the kingdom. And that is our purpose, to share Christ and to celebrate the bonds that we have with those around the globe who are brothers and sisters, and to invite more and more and more into this great fellowship called the Church of Jesus Christ. In February of last year, our pilgrim team in Israel had that powerful experience of standing on the northern edge of the Sea of Galilee. I will never forget it. It was not far from where Jesus fed the 5,000. Not far from Capernaum, his adopted hometown. And as we stood there, each of us wanting to go close to the lake, the Sea of Galilee, to touch it, to perhaps get some water from there. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were likewise waiting and gathering and worshiping and praising. I looked over to the right and I saw a group of African friends dressed in beautiful yellow and gold garb, as they praised God with great, great joy, dancing. And I looked over there and I saw a Korean group. A Korean group was having communion right near the Sea of Galilee. I looked over there, it seemed to be a European group who were gathered, and they too were preparing for communion. I looked over there, there was another group from Africa, all wearing blue hats, and the smiles on their faces as they were in this holy place. And all of us, with many different languages, we're together. Together as one big family of faith. That is God's intent for the church. And you and I are called to grow the kingdom wider and wider until our faith be sight. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord God, we are so grateful for your divine plan to reconcile, to redeem, to save the whole world, to bring all to you. This day at this altar, we have symbolized that as we've shared in your holy meal. Soon we will go, as we do, O God. Help us to grow your kingdom around your world, beginning right here. All this we pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.